Now, an interesting new project being launched today. This is great. It's called a sound map, and it brings together the sounds of protest, demonstration, and political activism. Protest and Politics is the most comprehensive collection of the sounds of protest, covering 49 cities across 27 countries, almost 200 sounds that define the age we live in. Some of the sounds include anti-Donald Trump protests and anti-Brexit and pro-EU marches. Let's have a listen to some of the sounds from the map. We heard a march in London, an anti-Trump rally, and a protest in Paris there. So what's the idea behind the map, and what does it tell us about what happens in the world today? Let's hear from Stuart Fuchs, creator of Cities and Memory. And Stuart, we've always had the right and the capability to protest, haven't we?
We have indeed, yeah. And this project tries to bring together as many of those as possible to see what the similarities and differences might be, and to see what we can learn and see whether we can draw together some of the threads of this sort of global narrative of protests that's been building over the last few years.
I suppose a main question for me, Stuart, would be, when you look over decades of protest, do they actually make a difference?
I would say that they do make a difference. Yeah, I think there's plenty of examples where it's only by people coming together, whether in their thousands or in their millions, where real policy change has been affected, or things have been stopped, things have been started that needed to happen.
They're not always in anger, though, are they? Because we have seen, for example, peace marches and people getting together for a common cause in that way.
Yeah, exactly. And I think the interesting thing is, if you think about a protest, you might think it's basically a load of people coming together and chanting and making a load of noise, and they all kind of sound the same. But actually, there's a real individual personality, and each protest has got its sort of defining emotion. So if, for example, you listen to the Unite for Europe clip you heard at the top there, that's got a real sense of sort of melancholy to it. It's like people were fans of being in the EU, but were quite sad that we were leaving. There are other protests where there's a real sense of fear and danger. So, for example, in Portland in the States, there's a Trump protest where you can actually hear the police threatening violence, and you can hear the fear in people's voices. And then others are actually just pure anger, pure defiance, and the pure need to just say something, say anything, really.
Do you include gatherings in this? And I'm thinking particularly of London and Paris in very recent times, where vigils are held and candles are being lit, flowers being laid, and people in their tens of thousands getting together after an horrific incident to just bond and show strength and unity.
Yeah, I think they would certainly count. A protest isn't necessarily always angry, isn't always violent, and a protest is quite often just people coming together to express one particular emotion, express one particular thing. And that sense of unity is something that I think really comes across in the project, that actually these things are happening all over the world for whatever reason. Some of the causes are local, only affect a few hundred people. Some of the causes are global and affect billions. But these things are happening all around the world. And I think by going onto the sound map and listening to a few different countries, you get this real sense of being part of something bigger.
What does the sound map tell us about the world we live in today, Stuart?
I think it tells us that there's a lot more protest going on, and there are a few reasons for that. I think since 2008, if you listen through the sounds, there's a real uptick in the number of sounds since 2008. And there's two reasons for that. One is that 2008 signified, the financial crash and austerity, inequality, lots more things for people around the world to get agitated about, to say the least. And then the second is technology, actually. If you think about it, about 10 years ago, it's about then that your iPhone became able to record a half-decent recording, or the recording equipment became cheaper. So actually, there's a lot more ability to record these things when you're on them quite easily. So that also makes a difference too.
Are we able to enjoy the sound map?
I would say so, yeah. I think
Can we get access to it?
Yeah, it's at citiesandmemory.com, and the last element of it really is that for every location, there's not just a field recording of the protest, there's also a recomposed or reimagined version that an artist has done. So there's sort of a musical version, a musical reinterpretation of every single protest on there. So you can listen to the protest, then you can actually enjoy a piece of music made out of the protest sound as well.
If you were to pick out one, Stuart, one major highlight from this collection, what would it be that may be story in history that's had the biggest impact?
I think the listening across the United States and listening to the Trump stuff, I think there's a real sense that you hear a lot of the same songs and a lot of the same chants, but in quite different circumstances, whether it's in Portland, Washington, D.C., Los Angeles, New York, or even in Houston Airport. You know, this thing is
there's
a real, real sense of it being the entire country united against, well, half of the entire country united on this one cause. And I think that's fascinating to listen to.
Can I ask you one final question? Is this the cheeky one? Is that all right?
Of course.
Have you, Stuart Folks, creator of Cities and Memories, ever taken part in a demonstration?
Well, yes, I was on the Pro-EU march. I was right there, and that's one of the reasons why I did the project in the first place. It was being on that march and feeling like, with thousands of people all expressing the same thing, I was like, there's something in this. The hairs are standing up on the back of my neck, and that's just from the sounds that I'm hearing. I need to do something about this. So I haven't just talked the talk, I've also walked the walk.
Good for you. And the website address again?
Citiesandmemory.com.
Hope you get a lot of hits from Devon. Thanks, Stuart.
Thank you very much. Cheers.
Take care. That's Stuart Folks, the creator of Cities and Memories. You ever been on a protest march, producer Angela?
I haven't been on a protest march, no.